Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And whenever people say, nah, America's not the greatest nation on God's green earth, America is second place or third place or 40th place or at the bottom of the barrel. And if you want to look at really great nations, you've got to look at Europe. Wow. Particularly those Scandinavian nations. They've got it together. Germany, France, Italy, these are the wonderful places. I mean, look at all the great places to see in Europe and the great places to eat and enjoy yourself. But guess what? There's a big difference between being a tourist at a special pampered resort for people with some money to spend. That's different from living in a society. And that's where you get into Eurotrash. That's the name of a new book. It's a provocative name. The subtitle by David Harsanyi is Why America Must Reject the Fail Ideas of a Dying Continent. Really? Europe, a dying continent? Where I believe if you take a look at all of the people in the European Union together, they're more numerous than the people in the United States, and there's more money generated. Is Europe really a dying continent? And what should America learn from that? That's what we're talking about with David Harsanyi. David is a senior writer for National Review. He has been on the show many times before. And David, congratulations on the book, and it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks very much, and thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Okay, first of all, define Eurotrash.
Well, Eurotrash is a provocative name for a title. My point simply is that taken as a whole, the policies, the outlooks, the trajectory of Europe right now, my book is mostly about Western Europe, though Eastern Europe is imperfect as well, of course, is that they're headed in the wrong direction, that they're dying in the sense that they're old and that many of their ideas are old and stale, that we should be looking home to ideas. Many of them actually had, you know, been born in Europe, but brought here and manifested in the kind of nation that we are, and that by almost any quantifiable measure, economically, morally, in other ways, in any way we can measure, we are a better nation, or in the sense that we're outperforming Europe.
Okay, one of the ways that Europe, at least according to a lot of people on the left, is way outperforming the United States is secularization. And it's something you write about in your book. Your book, Eurotrash, is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. But why do you think it is that Europe, with so many great cathedrals and so many different religious traditions within the ambit of Christianity, and that Europe has the beautiful cathedrals that are usually empty? Whereas the United States has maintained more religious vitality. Why?
Well, unfortunately, we have a similar trend going here, but not as quickly as Europe, where religion is basically dead in numerous countries. I'm not sure why, but I mean, Europeans have always been more pliant and more apt to look towards things to replace religion, communism, fascism, even monarchies. Where the United States, the very idea of the Constitution is one that there's something bigger than oneself, bigger than one country. Rights are handed to you from God, not the state. Europeans are far more prone to look to the state for answers. They want to be safe rather than free in many instances. So why is it they're abandoning their religion? I'm not sure. I think they think it's a sophisticated thing to do. But the faith and Judeo-Christian ethics and ideas that basically undergird Western civilization are clearly quite important. But as we see, Europe is giving up on those ideals very quickly.
Could it be that part of the difficulty is that for most European countries, they each have basically one official tradition, like Great Britain, where they have the Church of England, or one semi-official religious tradition, like France is basically a Catholic country, even though it's officially secular. That, in other words, they don't have this sort of vital competition that we have in the United States, where we have 20, 30 different fairly dynamic faith traditions that show that a free market actually does better.
That's quite interesting. I think that's true. Also, you know, when the United States began, when we first were here, even before the United States was formed, you essentially had religions that had to exist without any kind of governing body, let's say, or, you know, it's quite diffused, and it's and communities had to take it upon themselves. The church meant a lot to every community, and there was no really centralized government in the way that Europe has centralized government. So I think that that what you're saying is probably the reason behind, one of the reasons behind it. But in the entire Western world, the richer we get, it seems, the more, less religious people become. I'm not, you know, so I'm not sure that's the only reason, but certainly that sounds like a good one.
Okay. One of the things that you write about in your book is this very common myth that Europe is not plagued by racism in the same way that the United States is, that despite the fact that when 1619... of course, is famous because that's when the first slaves were in the United States. Slavery was already very well established by European powers, particularly for their colonies. Is it true today that racism is not a factor in European life?
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes you speak to young people and they think or seem to think that we invented slavery here, that it hasn't been an existing institution exported by exported by Europeans all over the place, or existing even before Europeans had slaves, really. But listen, we are built differently. We are a diverse nation, and we are a nation that assimilates immigrants. We're built for it. That doesn't mean it's perfect. Doesn't mean everyone's always nice about it. But my neighbors here in the D.C. area, are from all over the place. They live in peace, and in other instances, they might be killing each other. And one of those instances is maybe in Europe, because, you know, it's quite different when you have nations made up of one ethnic, religious, cultural group trying to integrate another group that comes in. It just doesn't work, and Europeans are terrible at it. You know, there are generational ghettos in places like Germany and France where you have, for instance, Islamic or Muslim populations come in, and they're not assimilated. They don't, you know, people say diversity is our strength here, but really our strength is that we have diverse people who accept one, or used to at least, ideal and one idea or many ideas of the American, of American life. That doesn't happen in Europe. They're terrible at it. And it's because they have long histories and different, you know, different sorts of societies that we do. But there is no way, I mean, it's very difficult to measure these things perfectly, but by any polling or any quantifiable measure, Europe is far from the United States in any way.
What about, we need to get to this, but one of the things you constantly hear is medical care is so much better in Europe. They're healthier than we are. They have longer lives, fewer deaths in delivery, fewer infant deaths. If Europe really is, well, first of all, is it really a much better medical care system? And if so, why? And why does it produce those better results? We will get to that with David Harsanyi. He is the author of Eurotrash, Why America Must Reject the Failed Ideas of a Dying Continent. One of the failed ideas is the idea that Europe, being older and having those great monuments and fortresses and cathedrals and ancient cities, and being so superior culturally to the United States. Is that arguably true? We will get to that and more with David Harsanyi, author of Eurotrash, information about his new book, just published today. Post on our website at michaelmedved.com.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the fascinating aspects of the history of the last 100 years is that during that last 100 years, the United States twice, you could even say three times, frankly, has rescued Europe from just complete disaster, just total disaster. Millions of people dead in the First World War, where they say 16 million people died, the overwhelming majority of them in Europe. The United States came to the rescue. World War II, it was 60 million people who died, maybe a third of them in Europe. It's an unspectacular number of people. The United States comes to the rescue. And then communism claimed about 100 million victims around the world. Again, many of them in Europe, rescued by the United States. And yet, when you talk to Europeans, and I find it intensely annoying, they still view us like sort of a wild, goofy, silly, indulgent, selfish, uncultured kid brother who's never really done anything worthwhile. How do they still hold on to that, David Harsanyi? He's written a book called Eurotrash, and when you think about Eurotrash as a class of people, it tends to be one of the qualifications is looking down on the United States, and a lot of Europeans do. Why?
I don't know why, but it is interesting that one of the main, you know, so they think we're selfish, right? But we give seven times as much charity to the average American as the average European, and yet even, I call them Europhiles, you know, people here who love Europe so much and want us to be like them call us selfish. As you said, we've saved them twice, three times probably, and and still they speak to us, the Germans, for instance, speak to us as if we're little children. It's quite amazing. I don't know why they do it. I suspect because they believe their civilization is superior to ours. They look at us as a bunch of slack-jawed yokels with guns believing, you know, God and those sorts of things. I'm not worried about what they believe because Americans have rarely cared very much about what Europeans believe other than when we go over and save them. I'm concerned with a large and growing number of Americans who think we should be more like them and speak like them and want to pass welfare reform bills welfare expansion bills that make us more like them and sap and destroy the dynamism and risk taking in American life and entrepreneurship, things like that. That's, I think, even more concerning.
What about the family? I mean, we tend to think of European families like all of our grandparents had and great grandparents. It's not like that today, is it?
No, it's an old place, and that's why I say it's dying. Germany, for instance, one of the oldest countries in the world. I think Japan is older, but of advanced nations, I think it's the second oldest, which is one reason they have to allow in huge amounts of immigrants to try to make up, to try to become younger, to deal with the workforce, etc. Now, there's nothing wrong with immigration. I'm pro-immigration. The way Europe does it is highly problematic because there's no assimilation, really. So countries like Italy, countries like Italy that people would assume people would be having more children maybe do not. You know, they have hardly, they're the lowest, I think, or maybe Portugal is worse than in all of Europe. This is a problem that happens in Eastern Europe and Western Europe. And I think it's tied to lack of faith or loss of faith and a loss of faith in their own culture, frankly.
In terms of the future of Europe, or the future of the European Union staying together, I know right now there's a lot of pressure on Poland, for instance, because Poland hasn't bought into the entire project. A great deal of pressure on Hungary. Your parents came from Hungary, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, well, what led them to abandon? I mean, it's kind of obvious with what happened in 1956, but the deeper cause, you believe, that led your folks to come to this country?
Well, I think my folks left because of communism, frankly. They've never, not that they, when communism fell, it's not as if they said, oh, we want to go back. I think this country has a lot of people who left Europe. They're still leaving Europe. I think three times as many people come here from Europe as the other way around. So this was a place for Europeans to come to escape all kinds of things, destitution, but also regimes like the communist regime in Hungary and obviously elsewhere. Today, I think what you see, you know, the European Union was based, the modern conception of it in the 50s when the idea first started germinating, I think, was based on American federalism. You'd have a loose federation of countries, and they would make an economic unit and compete against the United States and keep the peace together and things of that nature, but they've turned into, the European Union has turned into a very highly centralized government that tries to regulate not just the economic lives of all member states, but also their cultural lives and frankly, their religious lives, right? So now it is a completely different animal, and you have pushback. Sometimes it's ugly and ethno-nationalistic, you know, ugly kind of nationalism, and sometimes it's like Poland and Hungary. Now, I don't like everything Hungary does. I think it's liberal on the press and things of that nature, but I understand that they want to protect their culture because Hungary has a distinct culture. It's a long history. So does France, so does Austria, etc. European Union tries to, you know, is a blob, and it just tries to destroy that sort of distinct nature of each country. And I don't think that most people in the long run are going to buy into that, or at least I hope not.
And you believe that NATO still serves an important purpose?
Not really. I think that the there are many problems with it, including that, as Donald Trump said, but even Barack Obama complained about, many of the states, mostly Germany, don't pay their fair share to protect themselves. If you're going to make if the European Union exists to compete with the United States on the world stage economically, then they should protect themselves on their own dime, not just ours, and they don't do it. They haven't done it for a long time. And when NATO is enacted, it's not typically to protect Europe. It's to proactively go elsewhere, like Libya, right? So I'm not against some sort of treaty. I just don't know that the Cold War model works. And if Germany is scared of Russia, then maybe it shouldn't be building pipelines to Russia for their natural gas. I don't understand how Russia can be all the enemy and also supply all of Germany's energy when, you know, abandoned nuclear energy, for instance. So I'm not sure that the Cold War model works for NATO.
Okay, with just a few minutes left, there's two different related topics. One is, we talked before about the European claim that they have a much better medical care system throughout the continent. And then also that's related to the idea that they're doing their share to combat climate change. We're not. Response to both of those.
Well, medical care is a little difficult. It's a little more complicated because many of the countries there have different sorts of care. So England has basically a fully socialized system. Others don't. But the claims made here by Europhiles as to why we should become like Europe are just misleading. One is a life expectancy, for instance. Well, it's not because of the medical system that they have slightly higher life expectancy. It's because of how we live our lives. Americans drive more, for instance, so there are more vehicular deaths. Americans have more murders. That's true. We have more homicides in our cities, but this has nothing to do with medical care.
David Harsanyi, the book is called Eurotrash. It's fascinating, it's provocative, and you're a wonderful guest as always. We will be right back.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Progressive and moderate Democrats are continuing to work on the price tag of a budget reconciliation bill before bringing it to the House floor, along with the bipartisan infrastructure bill. As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, she wants to have both bills voted on together. Speaking on Fox News, Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says there is a sense of urgency.
We have to get this compromise. We have to come together. We have to get this done. And we have to move these bills.
The reconciliation bill has zero Republican support. Forecasters are warning of a possible autumn nor'easter on the East Coast. Extreme winds and heavy rain could hit from southern New Jersey to northeastern Massachusetts Tuesday into Wednesday. Flash flood watches and warnings are in effect. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved show, when I first read this story, and this relates to our last topic, we were talking with David Harsanyi about Eurotrash and some of the nonsense about the alleged superiority of European civilization in all things. Well, here's something that I actually thought was a parody, but it's not. I actually can look it up. It's real. Headline: Miss France candidates sue pageant for discriminating based on attractiveness. Okay, right. I mean, I understand beauty pageants are kind of old-fashioned, right? And you think Miss France, they would, well, because they are the land of romance, they would get beauty pageants entirely. But how could it be that a contest to try to select the most beautiful woman would be accused of discrimination based upon looks? The whole thing is about looks. No. Three former Miss France contestants are suing the beauty pageant for alleged discrimination by selecting contestants based on their appearance. I said, what else are you going to base the selection on? Their mathematical ability? Well, you're going to base it upon their inherent worth as a human being? The women who remain anonymous have joined forces with the leading French feminist group, which is called, I won't even try to pronounce it in France, Dare to be Feminine. The Dare to be Feminine group has long protested against Miss France, calling it a vehicle for sexist values. Well, duh. Together with the former contestants, the group is targeting the Miss France company and Endemol Production, which makes the annual TV show. It's coming up in December, by the way. They argue that the companies are breaking French labor law by having discriminatory selection criteria and obliging aspiring beauty queens to be more than 5 feet 5 inches tall and, quote, single and representative of beauty. Contestants are also not allowed to gain weight. So what happens if they do? Do you remember Trump got into a back and forth? I think it was a former Miss World or Miss Universe that he was working with from South America somewhere who had gained weight, and he insulted her for her weight gain on Twitter. That was while he was a candidate, before the pre-presidential Trump. In any event, the rules say... contestants must not have had children and have never married. They must also not be allowed, if they are contestants, to change their hair, have any tattoos or piercings other than their ears. French labor code forbids companies from discriminating on the basis of morals, age, family status, or physical appearance. So, I'm sure this is going to be the trial of the century. What are they going to give, like a photo album for the decisive evidence? The case filed at a Paris court will hinge on whether magistrates recognize Miss France contestants as de facto employees of the pageant organizers and TV company. If they do, it could be serious. Now, again, one of the things that I've always thought is they should actually judge these beauty pageants based entirely upon Jeopardy. You know, the ability to answer questions quickly and decisively, especially now that they have Mayim Bialik as going to be the new host of Jeopardy. And how everyone misses Alex Trebek. I know. But so, for instance, in one famous beauty contest in 2007, a beauty contest we particularly enjoyed, Miss Teen USA, Miss South Carolina had a moment of undying glory. Listen.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Jeremy, do we know whatever happened to that Miss at South Carolina, Miss Teen USA South Carolina contestant? Okay, so Jeremy's trying to research it, but let's see. If she was a teenager, then she must be in her 30s by now. Must be completely grown up and probably not grown up enough yet to, however, appreciate the deathless work of Gene Simmons. Now, Gene Simmons, so I believe he's Israeli originally, but for people who once suggest that American culture is inferior to European culture, at least Gene Simmons sort of spans the ocean. He has some credibility on both sides. He was the rock and roll all-night singer, dropped a bombshell while discussing COVID on UK's COVID-19 infections on Good Morning Britain, and this was on Friday. He had this to say.
It's about the other innocent people going by. So get over yourself. We're not concerned if you agree with it or not. We're concerned about you making us sick. We are doing the KISS cruise shortly, and you will not be able to get on the cruise unless you're vaccinated. Look, before you go to school, you have to have your children get the flu vaccine and the polio vaccine. And there's no discussion. And, you know, what about my rights? Well, you don't have as many rights as you think. When you get up to a red light, you must stop. There's no choice. It's because it's not about you. It's about the other innocent people going by. So get over yourself. Even you get in your car, you must put on a seatbelt. Well, you're taking away my rights, telling me what to do. That's right. The government is telling you what to do. Shut up. Be respectful of other people and get a vaccine. Put on your seatbelt. Stop at the red light. Stop being selfish.
Do you think that's clear cut enough on anti-vaxxers? I think it may be leading to his being banned from doing any concerts anywhere in Florida. But we will see. I don't really believe that will happen or necessarily should. But Gene Simmons. And coming up, we'll also be talking about another rock star, Chris Christie, and his speculation about the 2024 race and whether or not he, if he runs, will be running against Donald J. Trump. And also the idea that the Democratic Party is completely miscalculating what it needs to do to hold on to the House of Representatives. Obama's chief pollster for 2008 and 2012 for both campaigns is now saying the Democrats are in deep trouble. We'll tell you why and more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Shut up. Stop being selfish.
The Michael MedVed Show. MichaelMedVed.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to MichaelMedVed.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's MichaelMedVed.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Great things about doing a radio show live is occasionally you can embarrass yourself and actually surprise yourself by learning something. I mentioned to Jeremy, I wonder what happened in this teen South Carolina, because we've played that clip a lot, and it's so wonderful. I mean, it's so brilliant. The transcript that Jeremy provided is when she was asked the question, why is it that so many Americans can't find Iraq on a map? She says, I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps. And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children. Okay, do you know who that Miss South Africa was? That was Kate Upton. Her uncle, her father's brother, is the United States Congressman from Michigan. And a Republican. And she's married to a Justin Verlander, who's a pretty great pitcher. And she's had a great career as Sports Illustrated model, swimsuit model. I don't think she had... I could be wrong about this. Jeremy, has she done Jeopardy? Do we know? We don't. But... You know, that's something that would be terrific. Wouldn't that be great if they did a Jeopardy Supermodels edition? They have Jeopardy Celebrity edition. Can you imagine the ratings on something like that? Yes, right. No, they could. I don't think they have to dress in a particular costume. In any event, so there it is. Stupid me, I didn't realize that was Kate Upton. But congratulations on being Kate Upton. Okay, no congratulations yet for the Republicans taking control of the House, but it's increasingly likely, and more folks are saying it. Joel Berenson was the chief pollster for Barack Obama,
in his successful races for president in both 2008 and 2012. And Berenson, according to the Washington Post, has now teamed up with Neil Newhouse, who's a co-founder of Public Opinion Strategies, which is a GOP polling firm. And they have gotten together to say that what is going on right now is very similar to what happened to Barack Obama in his first 2 years in office, that resulted in a resounding defeat in the 2010 midterms that cost the party its House majority. And they didn't just lose. They lost over 60 seats. That is a complete wipeout in 2010. And remember, they lost a Democratic Senate seat in Massachusetts. They lost Ted Kennedy's Senate seat when Scott Brown won it. So these were tough years for the Democrats, and they say the Democrats are repeating exactly the same thing. So much political capital was spent on a nearly year-long effort to pass the Affordable Care Act that few voters rewarded Democrats when it finally became law in the spring of 2010. And 12 years later, Biden's Build Back Better agenda has turned into another messy process fight. At the height of the Berenson, at the heart of the Berenson-Newhouse research is something Democrats worried about a dozen years ago, when those messy negotiations about Obamacare took up so much bandwidth that, and yet were also out of sync with what many swing voters prioritized. In late 2009 and early 2010, with unemployment hovering around 10%, key swing voters cared most about jobs and not about expanding access to health insurance. Polls showed that. Today's voters appear to be most concerned about the ongoing global pandemic, and they are not deeply invested in the haggling over proposals such as expanding Medicare coverage to include dental, hearing, and vision benefits, or the various versions of the Build Back Better Act, or the, this is my own addition, the tremendous number of billions of dollars for trains and new trains. I don't think there is a tremendous public demand for new trains, but the Democrats are focused on it. It has become fashionable to talk about how few undecided voters exist in this polarized era, but both Newhouse and Berenson, these pollsters, view this small block as the difference between a sweeping GOP victory and Democrats narrowly retaining their already narrow majority, especially after the 2018 and 2020 elections realigned centrist suburban voters solidly into the Democratic coalition. What they're saying there is those elections, in both of which the Democrats held their own, what it meant is a lot of the districts that they won because they won these independent votes. And those independent votes, according to all the polling now, are going overwhelmingly against Joe Biden and his program. Berenson gives Biden huge credit for winning independents by a net gain of 12 percentage points more than Hillary Clinton in 2016. Now they're turning away from Biden and his agenda. 70% of independent voters say the country is headed in the wrong direction. Okay, if it is anything like that a year from now, if Biden hasn't turned it around, this could be a truly historic and transformative election. Speaking of transformative, there's a movie out there that, just as I knew it, is being highly, highly praised. And some of the visual artistry and that stunning imagery that you see on screen is memorable. But the movie itself, this is the review of Dune.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Back in 1965, Frank Herbert began a series of sci-fi novels considered classics about a prince of the galaxy who's tormented by messianic dreams. In the latest version of this material, that central character is played by Timothée Chalamet in Dune, now playing in theaters and streaming on HBO Max.
There's a crusade coming. This is a death trap. What will you do? For the fear is gone. Only I will remain.
The plot and characters are pulpy and melodramatic, as in old-time movie serials, but the inventive visuals and audio effects are world-class and often spellbinding. Though the twists and turns and connections among the characters are sometimes tough to follow, director Denis Villeneuve does bring us into another very distant world that combines elements of a medieval epic with an ominous version of the distant future. Rated PG-13 for abundant sci-fi violence and visions of pain and death. 2.5 stars for Dune. Impressive and indulgent.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Certainly impressive. The response has been impressive, but whether it's going to be enough so that they go on to their plan, which clearly was to do a second installment of Dune. After all, there are a total of 5 different novels. Only time will tell. The cast of this film, with Rebecca Ferguson and Oscar Isaac and Josh Brolin and Jason Momoa and all kinds of other people, is also entertaining to watch. Zendaya plays a woman, literally, of Timothée Chalamet's dreams, and she is, at least in this edition of Dune, she'll have a bigger role later. She's mostly decorative. Speaking of mostly decorative, we are going to be speaking tomorrow a little bit about what I mentioned before today, which is people who are looking forward beyond just the politics of 2022, which is interesting enough, to the politics of 2024. A lot of people think it's a sure thing that Donald Trump is going to win, and win the Republican nomination at least, and run for president again. Will he? We will talk about that. Chris Christie has a point of view. Andrew Yang has a point of view that America desperately needs with the prospect of another Trump-Biden race, very dispiriting, that America needs a new party. What would it do? What would it be? And Ron DeSantis, another inventive and clever political strategy, which we'll cover next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.